So I had to do a 7-day purge because, you know, once you hit high velocity, you're not going back to low vibration. You had to speak it out. You got to speak it out sometime. You got to speak it out. You know it, but you got to speak it. When you speak it, you're in the flow. You're actually preaching to yourself. You don't need a counselor. You don't really need anybody. I mean, it's good to talk to a few people that you know. But once you talk about it, you come to the conclusion, it's done. New day. See, a low vibration person trying to yoke with a high vibration person, or let's say a 3D creature versus a 5D creature, and if you're born again, you're 5D, you might not know it, but the letter 5, the number 5 is the letter E, spiritual. So a spiritual person dealing with a natural person, it never works. The natural mind receives not the things of the spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now they pretend, they can talk the talk, especially if it's a cult. So you got these cult members, it could be a Pentecostal cult, it could be any kind of cult or ism that knows the word, knows words that sound, they're just repeating back like a parrot what you say, you know, but they don't have it in their, they don't really, they can't live it. They haven't really digested it. They've tasted it and they know the terminology, but they can't live it. They just can't live it. Because the only way you're going to live it is take up your cross. And it's the opposite of pride. A prideful person, let's say it's a, what's the opposite of a covert narcissist, where they're all outward, they want to be seen by everybody. When they walk in the room, they want to be the center of attention. I forget what that's called. But like I say, I don't even need to use the word narcissism. It's just a selfish person. So when a person's just all about self, they don't care about anybody else. They don't care about anybody else's opinion, will. At first they act like they do, but they have an agenda. They have an agenda. It's kind of like a salesperson. You go in and let's say there's this salesperson that has this car they want to sell, right? They've got this number one car, a lot. There's 1,000 cars on the lot, but they got this one particular car that they know they can make money on. So this person comes on the lot and says, I'm looking for a car. And they let you think you got your free will. And, well, this is, what is, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, this car right here, go look at those, you know. This car right here is the one you want. They already had it. They don't care what you want. They only care what they want. It's their will, not your will, not God's will. It's their will. And so they're going to say anything and everything to pull you in and try to get you into a, tied into a, some kind of emotional bond of some kind. And so when you finally, when the jig is finally up, you see the game, or you say, let's just slow this down a little bit. The salesman or the saleswoman or the Jezebel or the Delilah, they don't want to slow it down because they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, you know. They're trying to create a slave. They have their agenda. And that's all they care about. And it's probably survival of the fittest is their mindset, usually. Because all they've known is 3D creatures. All they've known is natural, the natural mind. Now, it's possible. Sometimes the carnal believers acting just like the natural. I'm glad I went to the doctor yesterday. I called the doctor. I didn't go. I just made a phone call. But you have to understand this, saints, new saint, whatever, whoever's listening, I really am just doing this to purge myself to remind myself. The natural mind receives not the things of the spirit. It's impossible because they're natural. You're actually a spiritual being who lives in the truth, and they live in lies. If you turn the Jerry Springer show on, that's what they are. They might paint that face and make it look good and all that, but they are living in Jerry Springer, but you're not. Everything might look good on the outside, but their inner person is Jerry Springer. And so you have to remind yourself who you are, what your goals are, your identity, God's will, not your will, and just go with it. And let the cards fall where they fall, you know? I don't even know if that's the saying. I don't know if it's to let the sticks fall, let the cards fall, but whatever it is. Whatever it is, you set your mind to do God's will, and you know when it's not God's will, because confusion and every evil work is not God's will, and your peace and your love and your joy and your calling from Him is God's will. And if somebody's trying to take away your peace and your sleep and your... and they don't have a sound mind, and you do, you know it's not God's will to be around that person, because they're sick. They're still stuck in a 3D Jerry Springer reality. This simulation, this three-dimensional simulation that we're living in, is designed to take these people and let them go around the mountain a million times until they finally get tired of their stupidity. And they probably catch all kinds of diseases, and they probably get in fights with people. They probably got two or three boyfriends that one pays their phone bill, one pays their power bill, and all that. They really don't walk by faith. They walk by sight. They're trying to actually be their own queen bee goddess. They think they're God. It goes back to Genesis. If you really want to know what's going on, all you have to do is go back to Genesis, and you know what's going on. You already know what's going on. On my community channel, I posted about Cain and Abel. If you unfold that, and I told AI how to unfold it, and AI says makes total sense. Everything is Cain and Abel right now, the flesh versus the spirit. And so these flesh creatures are going to act in the flesh. Everything about them is the flesh. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the world, the flesh, the pride of life. That's all they live by. They don't live by spiritual principles. They don't die daily. They can't even die daily in their conversation. Somebody's cursing you out, they're not dying daily. They don't even know what it means. Why are you cursing me out? Where'd that come from? What do you sound like the... Like Job told his wife, he says, you sound like the... Job's wife said, curse God and die. He says, you sound like one of the unsaved women, or how did he say it? I need to look that up later. You sound like the world. You sound like the unsaved. You sound like the lost. You sound like somebody with no faith. So you do a 7-day purge, you speak it. You clean, you remind yourself that these deceivers that talk a big talk have to be cult. It has to be a cult, because the only people who know the Bible, now they can't rightly divide it, but the only people who know the Bible know how to act a little bit to pull you in. They still have glitches in their body language, words, everything. But the only way they can pull you in, a cult, somebody who's like a master deceiver in cults, religious cults. There's no other explanation. I mean, just like the Pentecostals. Somebody, if you're a new believer, a Pentecostal's coming after you. I promise you. as you get stronger, they have to send stronger agents, but then even the strongest agents fall because they have no truth, no real truth. They're just learning, they're just mimicking what you say and repeating what you say, the love bomb and the mirror and all that. But it don't last. Cain told Abel, let's go out here and do some work out in the field. So when you have like a brother or sister, they know you pretty good. You know, they know what you like, dislike, whatever. So your brother or sister, if they have evil intent for you, they know how to get you to, let's go to the store. Let's go do this. They know how to pull you in because they're familiar. It's a familiar spirit. So the devil will jump on somebody and give them that familiar spirit, or know somebody that has that familiar spirit from your childhood or whatever, try to pull you in. And you're like, this sounds good, looks good, right? But it's really a snake. It's really a shape-shifting snake. And, you know, when you see that, it's hard to believe. You know it. You're saying, could this really be a snake? And you're like, one red flag, is this a snake? Two red flags, is this a snake in the grass? Three red flags, is this a snake in the bush? Is this a snake? Five red flags, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And then they start to try to dehumanize you. Oh, this person's a snake. This person's ridiculous. And you laugh. And you're like, do they really think they're going to get anywhere? And so you laugh. You laugh at them. In your mind, you're laughing. You're like, but they, and you say, look, I think you're like a psychopathic snake to their face. And they say, I'm good at it. Yeah, but I'm good at what I do. And they admit it. They don't deny it. They admit it. And you're like, okay, that's what I thought. I thought you were a snake. So now let me just get my exit strategy out of here, because try not to suffer too much loss in this situation. The emotional loss will go away because it's really not real. It's fake reality. So that'll go away. 7 days, 21 days, that'll go away. And so you're like, they're playing these games that you've already seen, and you already know they're a snake, and you're like, okay, good luck, good try, but you've already crossed the, you, when you leave, you've already crossed the Rubicon, like Alex Jones said. And you look back, and you think, go find somebody else, which they already had two or three on the side anyway, so they were lying about that. They already had two or three on the side that they were seeing. When you weren't around, they were jumping in the sack with two or three, probably. You cross the Rubicon, you don't turn back, right?